Good morning. Today we have two interesting questions relative to those who are from outside of Israel and are in Israel for Yontif and for Chol HaMoed, and they are indeed keeping Yontif Sheni. So the first question goes as follows. If somebody who's keeping Yontif Sheni davens in a regular minyan in Israel, that they're not davening Yontif, but they're davening Chol, does that count as if the person who is davening as Yontif Sheni, is that tefillah b'tzibur, as that if he is davening fully with a minyan? So the Sefer Yontif Sheni Kiyachasa brings in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Rav Eliyashiv, so that when we have a ben chutz la'aret, somebody from outside of Israel, and he's now in Israel and he's davening for Yontif Sheni and a minyan with those who are not keeping Yontif Sheni, even though he's davening differently from them, he's davening for Yontif and the Tzibur is davening Chol, still, Nechsheves Tfilah So Tfilah B'Tzibur. His Tfilah is still considered davening with the Tzibur as a minion together. So that indeed, interestingly, does work for him. The Sefer brings in the footnote a dissenting view of the Chelkas Yaakov, who disagrees. His view is because the person is davening a different tefillah. He's davening for Yontif Sheni, so he's davening Yontif, not Chol. It's not considered tefillah b'tzibur. And accordingly, he says that it's preferable that this individual find a minyan of those who are davening Yontif Sheni, so he can daven the proper davening together with them. Nonetheless, we typically have a halacha that somebody is required to find a minyan if he's within 18 minutes, the distance of a meal, and it takes 18 minutes to travel a meal. So if he can get to a minyan within 18 minutes, then he would be required to do so. He says that halacha doesn't apply because the person indeed does have a minyan. It's not considered tefillah b'tzibur when he davens with that minyan because they're davening chol and he's davening yontif. But nonetheless, there are still benefits of his davening together with that minyan. For example, he can answer to Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and the like. Accordingly, he would not be required to travel up to 18 minutes. He doesn't say how far he would have to travel. Apparently, if it's relatively close, it's preferable, according to the Chelkas Yaakov, that he davens with people who are davening Yontif Sheni, but in the absence of having a close minyan, he can daven. Indeed, it's preferable to daven with those who are davening of Yontif, even though it's not tefillah but Tzibur for him. So indeed, there we have it, a machlokes between Rav Eliyashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who was of the view that it is tefillah but Tzibur for this person, even though he's davening for Yontif and the Tzibur is davening for Chol, but it's still tefillah but Tzibur. And Rav Breish, the Chelkas Yaakov, is of the view that it is not tefillah but Tzibur for him. We have another question today. If we have somebody who is, again, from outside of Israel, he's in Israel, and we're not talking now about Yontif Sheni, we're talking now about it's Chol HaMoed Sukkos, even for him. And the question is, can he be given an Aliyah? Because the Kriya is different in Israel. They repeat the laning of the day. We have no Sveka Dioma. We know if it's the second day of Sukkos, we read the second day, and there are four Olim, so we read it four times. Or the fourth day, we read the same Kriya four times, but in Chutzlars, because of the Sveik of the Yoma, they have a different laning. They'll say the second day, and it's a suffix with the third day, etc. So there's a different Kriya, somewhat different Kriya. Nonetheless, the Yontif Sheni Kiyachas says that when we have somebody from Chutzlars who happens to be in Eretz Yisrael of a Chol HaMoed Sukkos, it's permitted even Lechatchila to give him in Aliyah, in that minyan, even though the Kriya is somewhat different. Have a wonderful day.